What's up, guys? What do you guys have for me?
How do you feel today, bro?
What do you guys want me to do?
Come back.
I'm coming back. I am coming back.
You are.
I am. Put it down. Write it down in big letters.
When did you?
I am going down like this. Yesterday. God willing, give me the strength. Coming back.
You feel good about that?
Oh yeah. I'm always feeling good. Always. Regardless of what it is.
So Mariano, does that mean that you were going to make this your last season?
Nope. It will be my last season.
You were always planning on?
No, I won't always. This has me thinking, and I can go down like this. If it takes 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 months, whatever it takes.
Well, have you talked to anybody about how long it does take from that?
I was talking to Dr. Alchek today, and actually we talk about, he mentioned about 3, 4 months, 5 months. Depends how I can take it. You know what I mean? He says that since he did my shoulder before, he says that I'm a quick healer. So that's good. That's all good.
Does that mean 3, 4, 5 months you're going to be pitching again or back to working?
Yes, back to work. Back to work. Back to work. I mean, miracles happen. Miracles happen, guys. So, I mean, I'm okay. I'm a positive man, and I'm okay. I'm okay. You know, the only thing is that I feel sorry that I let down my teammates. But besides that, I'm okay, and the team will be okay too.
Mariano, when did you come to the decision? Late last night in the hotel room, or this morning?
The hotel room. Yeah, you don't go out like this. Not with the injury like that, nah.
No, but I just meant it was last night, not this morning.
Yeah, last night. I had a lot of time to think.
Did you consult anybody, your wife, anybody on this?
Well, I would talk to my wife, yeah. I would talk to my wife. You know, and she's a pillar there for me. So, I mean, God willing, you know, get strong and pitch one more time.
What did she say?
Well, she's, you know, she's concerned and sorry, you know. But at the same time, she's there for me.
And what did she say about your decision to not end it like this?
No, I mean, I haven't even tell her that. She's on the way here, so. But again, you know, it's good, guys. It's all good.
But were you? Can you say now? Were you planning on this being it this year?
No, because I didn't.
You said you knew.
No. I didn't. I had to make sure. I was thinking to make sure that I was all right for the decision. But now everything is out of the window. That you can put it out of the window.
But was that the way you were leaning, though? Were you leaning toward retirement?
No, not really. It could be staying or retirement. It was those two.
You're going to keep us going all year, right?
You know it. You know. But I told you guys already. So that doesn't count. No. I would never mess with you guys. I always respect you guys. But, you know, I told you guys this is a chess game. And, you know, I had to move my things, and you guys were moving. You all made your move.
How were we doing? Were
we winning? We were tight. We were there. We were there. We were there, guys.
What is it about this? Why do you say to yourself, I can't go out like this?
Well, because, I love to play the game, you know, and I don't think, to me, I don't think that going out like this is the right way. You know what I mean? I think that at least if I pitch one more time, and then I had to retire, I would do that. Well, I don't want to see, like, the guy that retired because I got hurt in a way that happened. No, I don't think like that. With the strength of the Lord, just have to continue.
Would this have been different if you had just gotten hurt pitching or during the course of a game? Would you have felt differently about it?
No. Would have been the same. Would have been the same decision.
You wouldn't retire on an injury, is that what you're saying?
No. I mean, injuries occur. They happen, you know. And you have to, I mean, again, when you love the game and you like to compete, you know, it will be tough to go out like this.
Mo, you've always said you wouldn't go out, I mean, you wouldn't stay if you weren't at the basically your peak of your abilities. Will it be hard to stay at that level coming back off ACL?
No, because I won't have any hesitation on my leg. As longer I work, what I have to do, and make sure that my leg is strong, I won't have no hesitation or no doubt. You know, just do it again, one more time.
Mariano, have you spoken to anybody who's gone through this injury in the last 24 hours?
No, yeah.
Is that something you plan to do?
Oh yeah. Like I said, I spoke to Dr. Alchek, and he says, you know, well, this is more common in the football players, basketball players. And I will do my due diligence, my researches, and I talk to whoever I have to talk. But at the same time, you know, I always think, this is how you think, how you take it. You know, I mean, yeah, it hurts me. I mean, like I say, I mean, I'm sorry that I've let my teammates down. But at the same time, you know, I'm positive, and this is gonna pass. This is gonna pass.
Well, just to clarify, you say one more time. You're locked in for next year, and one more full.
I'm gonna
full
work.
Ride.
You work, and we talk later on. But we work. I definitely am.
Your understanding is that you won't be able to pitch again this year, correct?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I had to talk to the doctor first and see how long that takes. You know. I will have more information Monday when I see the doctors.
Is Alchek going to do the surgery?
I don't know. I haven't made the decision yet.
So he's done. He worked on my shoulder. Yes. What year was that?
I don't know. You remember? I'm gonna leave.
Straight
to 2008. I didn't know that.
Have to be with the Yankees next year?
Have to be what?
Pitching
for you. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They have to want you too.
Huh?
I mean, they have to want you.
Yeah. They will want the old goat. They will want the old goat. Oh, yeah.
No, in the meantime, there's going to be another closer here for this year, however long you're out. Do you have any advice for Dave or Rafael, wherever it's going to be?
Well, I mean,
the person who follows you?
I said before that I will. Whoever it is or whoever, however they're using, I'm going to make sure. I'll be around. I'll be around. You guys don't get rid of me. That easy. I'll be around, and we will talk. And definitely all my advice and all my heart and all my knowledge will be there.
Mo, I imagine you've been in a bubble the last 24 hours. Did you get any sense of people around the sport just reaching out and saying how sorry they felt for you? And what did that feel like for you, knowing that your peers respect you so much and think so highly of you?
Well, I mean, it's great. That's great. I think that you earned that. I think that you, through the years and through the league, you know, I have seen so many players, you know, and respect them all. You know, I think that you get that back. And it's wonderful when you hear that kind of things and your peers telling you, you know, the story and all that stuff. It's wonderful. But again, you know, I mean, this is just another chapter that starts, and I'm in the middle of it.
Did you stay up all night thinking about this last night?
No, I didn't think about it. It hurt.
I didn't think about it.
It kept me up, yeah, because it hurt like crazy.
Did it start hurting more after you left him?
Actually, it hurt like 2 hours after that. Yeah, because maybe the adrenaline and all the hype. I swear, if you told me, I thought maybe, well, a few more days and wrap it up and we go right at it again. You know, I mean, you gotta love these guys. You gotta love this, and I do. I do love this. I love the competition. I love my teammates, the organization. You know, and with that, is what you take from this.
Are you going to keep shagging balls next year, too?
Oh, believe it. Believe it. I tell you what. If it would have happened, I would have went the other way. I tell you guys yesterday. I mean, I'm glad that it happened while I was shagging. That's what I love to do. I love to do it. And I won't hesitate to do it again.
You
I won't.